The economy slipped into a technical recession at the end of last year. Stats NZ says GDP fell 0.1% in the 3 months ended December. The economy shrank 0.3% in the previous quarter. A technical definition, of course, of a recession is two consecutive quarters. RNZ Business Editor Giles Beckford is with us, so it's official.
Official. Well, we have no official definition of recession. We have this one that's widely used and technical, so make of it what you want if you give it that significance of being official. But yes, just to use the rule of thumb, we're in recession. It's margin of error stuff, minus 0.1. Interestingly, no revision to the previous quarter, which was a contraction of 0.3. But essentially we're saying the last half of last year the economy went backwards, that even the surge in migration didn't give as much of a lift. There are spots in the economy that did quite well. Service industries, professional support, that sort of thing. Real estate, they're sort of perked up a wee bit. Interestingly, although you might not have thought it, but the election, because the election employs so many people for a short time, that actually gives you a little boost as well. That figures through. I mean, 8 of the 16 industry groups that Stats surveys actually had some measure of growth. So it's not all bad news from that point of view. It's patchy as we keep talking. Retail was looking pretty ugly. The wholesale trading sector, this is where the stocks come and then to be onsold into businesses, they were down largely. Household spending did grow, but that was largely through just spending on some services, and that'll be things like transport and the like. But consumption is weaker. The producing side of the economy is looking a little on the anemic side. The lift in migration, that 130,000...
Let's talk about that. 140,000, I think, the latest figure is. Well, that's probably...
Those numbers must be taken with a truckload of salt, because they're so open to revision. But, they help to lift overall demand, but the point is that when you look at the size of the cake, shall we say, and our individual slices of it, the per capita measure, that's what's fallen. That contracted 0.7% just in that last quarter. For the year, it will be somewhere around 3.5 to 4%. So
it means
a contraction in per capita. Okay. So, if you use that as one measure of our living standards, then it says that individually household living standards have gone backwards. That's the worst since the global financial crisis more than a decade ago. The forecast, as we've been hearing, are for not much better this year. We're seeing tourism being back. That does lift the services trade for accommodation, but that, of course, is seasonal. Just hearing declarations of drought this morning for parts of the South Island. You see, a prolonged drought can actually have quite a short, sharp shock to the economy. Certainly, it holds back growth. It holds back not just physical growth, but also economic growth. And it just impacts things such as retailers and household spending down there as well. So, the negatives are equally lined up against what positives we might have for the coming year. But, the best guess is 1% growth, and possibly less than that.
And focusing on that per capita, which is what people, to be very simplistic, feel more than what the headline
number
is. Well,
that's right. I mean, that's people's individual recessions, which is that you don't really have a notion of a national recession, but if you're going backwards, you can't spend, you can't afford, it's your recession.
Champion Giles, thank you. Giles Beckford.